Vice President Guerrero?
Here.
Director Lucy?
Here.
Director Hurdle?
Here.
Director Searcy?
Here.
Okay, could you please join us with a flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. At this time, the board will review the order of business to be conducted and receive requests for or make announcements regarding any changes in order of the day. The board should, by motion, approve the agenda and as presented or as revised.
Madam President, we have a couple changes to the agenda tonight.
Okay.
That I'd like to review with the board. Number one on item 10D has been added, and that's a discussion on the City of Elroy Grandy's water contract to review the options. Okay. And then item E is moved down, and that's consideration of Poor Richard's Press to provide our utility printing and mailing. And then both items in closed session are removed. The sanitation district and engineering contracts was determined not to be a closed session item, so we are removing it.
Okay.
And then in the other thing is the Pamela Dean versus the district. That has been removed as well, and I will discuss it in my report.
Okay.
So would 12BF then under 10?
Would what?
Is number 12 going to be F?
It's non-existent. There'll be no closed session tonight at all.
Can you scratch that off?
No, I'm asking about the topic. You said that you were going to report on the topic.
I'm going to report on the topic. I'm sorry.
Administrative
I'm report
items?
On the topic in,
would it fall under 10F?
It would actually fall under 8A.
Okay.
And then I've got a, I don't know, you need to entertain a motion to accept those changes.
I make that motion.
Second.
The speaker can see it and the board members and the audience. So hopefully that'll make life a little easier. And then again, on your public comment, please, we made some item changes. So your this one I have already is okay, but it has to be to the item that you want to speak to. And we can't have serial requests or anything else. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, so first thing we need to do then is, let me get my papers back up here. Public comment? Do you want to do those?
I received no requests for public comment at this time.
Okay, then let's move to board member comments.
I have a comment. Okay. At the last meeting, Director Searcy thanked me for the work that was being done by the Oceano Advisory Council regarding the cleanup. And I was remiss in not really giving the credit where it really is due to President Barbara Mann and Linda Austin. They are working very close with the committee that has been formed to take care of the cleanup and handle it, and they're doing a very good job. They really have extended themselves to that committee.
Great. Okay, is there anyone else have any comments?
I have no comment. I have none, Mrs. President.
Okay, and Mary?
No.
Okay. Let's go to review and approval of the minutes for July 13th.
That's okay.
Okay. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes for the 13th?
Yes.
7th. Yeah, 13th. I'm sorry. Got the wrong paper. Okay, is there any changes or any comments on this? If there is none, I'd like to see a motion for approval.
I'll so move.
Okay, and a second, please.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Director Searcy and Thelma Hurdle. Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Sue Parks, County Parks Representative. I'd like her to speak previous so she can get home to her family. So.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Connie O'Henley, 4th District Parks and Recreation Representative, appointed by Supervisor Paul Teixeira.
Thank you. I have two hungry football players at home. Coach, so they
sure
will appreciate
stay?
That, too. I'm Connie O'Henley. I am recently appointed Parks Commissioner for our district. I am very interested, very excited, basically learning all about it. Not really a whole lot familiar with the whole entire county park system. Have been involved in the county for a number of years. I came here quite a while ago to go to Cal Poly. Spent 10 years with the YMCA and then spent 10 years with Central Coast Salmon Enhancement. So have been around the area for quite some time. And now for the past 4.5 years, I have been the executive director at the Clark Center here in Arroyo Grande. Oh. So been involved in the community. I have two boys. And we live in Napomo, so very involved in the parks and sports and youth sports and now high school sports. Mm-hmm. So very involved in that part of it. So this is kind of a new phase for me. Very exciting. I've been to, I think, 3 meetings now. We had a fantastic annual retreat a couple weeks ago, 4 weeks ago maybe, which was really great to get an overview of all of the county parks, everything that's going on, how it all works together, and what the county staff is doing to make the most out of our park area and hear what our communities are needing, interested in, and how to balance all of that with a budget that's dwindling and making sure that the needs are getting met. I'm, you know, very, very interested in hearing what the Oceano community is interested in, what concerns there are. Probably don't have a whole lot of answers for you at this point, but I have my pen and paper, and I can write questions down and get back to you. I'm hoping to be able to get here at least every other month to check in. If there's something that comes up and you want to get in touch with me, please feel free to do that, and you can always catch me at the Clark Center. Voicemail and email there works great. If there's a meeting, you know, a special topic or something you'd like me to look into and bring back to you, I'll be here. I'm just trying to hit all of the different meetings and touch in with all of the different communities. So I understand there's some proposed park projects on the east side, so interested.
Appreciate what you guys do. Look forward to.
Great. Well, and anything, you know, if you see something that could be added or new or some problem that's going on, you know, let me know. And mm-hmm. So we can kind of, you know, figure that out, too, because I know there's a lot of parks out there, a lot of stuff going on, and unfortunately, you know, dwindling resources to be able to take care of them. So
should we funnel, if we have any concerns, should we funnel those through Tom?
Absolutely.
Call you?
Yeah, okay. Just send them all to Tom.
He's usually pretty good at filtering what we're trying to say and what we're actually mean to say. So.
Great.
I just have a couple questions. I was way back when I was part of the county's update on their Parks and Recreation Master Plan.
Mm-hmm.
And in that master plan, it showed that Oceano was to have a certain amount of neighborhood parks, mm-hmm. and playgrounds or whatever. And I just think, you know, where is the county with that, and where in relationship is there priorities to defining those? And then one other question I would have, we are part of Zone 3, and Zone 3 was involved with the Quimby Act back when the park was being formed, and it helped, that Quimby Act helped build the recreational facility at the county, mm-hmm. At the parks. And if that grant has been satisfied, or where is that particular grant in referring to us and Zone 3?
Well, I can definitely find those things out for you. I know as far as priorities go, that's something that's continually being talked about. That was one of the topics at our retreat, is looking at all of the needs, all of the proposed projects, all of the projects that are on the line, and prioritizing those, and what's the best function to do that? How's the best way to do that? And that was a big part of our discussion, is how to figure that out. And so I think we're still working down that path, but I can definitely, you know, I know it's in there now. I know we're doing revisions to it, so I will look at that and get back to you. And then as far as the Quimby Act and that grants, I'll have to, I know we've been talking about them, but it's all this big swirl of information at this point. So,
well, thank you very much. I just thought
I'll get back to you.
I'd throw it out, because I haven't heard for quite a few years where actually that stands, and if the grant has been satisfied, and what
certain individuals forced the issue to get a multiple stage EIR done, and so when that's all said and done, that's going to eat up about $300,000 of that funds. But we are preparing to look for something to do, put on the east side to accommodate a playground besides a school, and we're going to work with Connie's department and Supervisor Teixeira to see if we can get that done.
All right. Thank you.
And just for your reference, when we use the term east, we're talking about east of the tracks, the railroad tracks.
Right. Yeah.
So,
actually, east of Highway 1.
In the community, we use the railroad tracks.
Railroad tracks. Got it. Great. Well, thank you. And
thank you.
Like I said, I'll be back, and feel free to get in touch if you have any questions. And I'm learning as I go here. So thanks for your time.
Thank you, Ms. O'Hanley.
Thank you for coming.
Connie, I need you to stick a minute, because we have public comment, but Ms. Karen White, and she's got stuff on parks.
Karen White, 1566 Hiawatha Lane, Halcyon. I just wanted to find out how far east these east parks are going. The other side of the tracks is south. Halcyon is east. And Halcyon has a lot of agricultural land that the San Luis Obispo County Parks Department has coveted for some time. And I get real inflamed when I hear parks on the east side. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're not looking at the Halcyon area at all. We're looking for there's several residential lots and that are just wide open right now, and so those are some that we're looking at. And then in the finance meeting a couple weeks ago, one of the ladies that attended it was also looking at helping us put together. Talking to somebody that she knew that had some land that was just sitting vacant, maybe they would donate it. We're talking something like a pocket park, that type of thing, where anybody could use it for birthday parties, barbecues, that type of thing. So we weren't looking at housing at all.
And Karen, just really, Tom is more accurate, is that the railroad tracks run north and south, and so there is a park that's west of those tracks, right? And so it just became a term, you know, east of the tracks, you know. That geographically, yes, we all know that, you know, Halcyon is right there, and no one plans on building Halcyon into a big park. Although it's pretty enough.
Yeah.
But it is Highway 1.
Okay. Anything else, guys? Is that it? Okay, then we want to move on to
my report.
Yeah.
The audit, the infamous audit that never seems to get done. The auditors came back for more information, and the key things were deposit verifications and correct coding based on certain bills that we pay on an accrual basis. We've answered all those questions, and so I know this is like a broken record, but I'm expecting an opinion sometime late next week. On billing, all the water meters were read and all the system corrections are in place. We have before you tonight moving to an outside service to save time and money, and for handling the billing, and I'll get into that in more detail later. And then we also spent significant time cleaning up the billing codes so that our billing process is more accurate and efficient. I'd like to give kudos to the staff, particularly Marie and Celia. They conducted a workman's comp audit. We received a bill for $12,000, and by the time they were done, state fund owes us $1,100. So that was a $13 savings right there.
$13,000.
Wonderful.
So, we've enacted that process all through our staff. Part of the fiduciary responsibility, I have reviewed with Marie all the payments that have left the checkbook for the last 3 years looking for anomalies. And basically what that turned out to be was one giant history lesson. And so I've been calling everybody that's related to those deals. And at this point in time, I haven't found anything that appears out of line that I can speak to at this moment. I reviewed the fire joint powers authority with Roy Grandy, Grover Beach, and ourselves, and discovered that what they charged us last year and what they charged us this year was an $80K increase. Mm-hmm. And we had a meeting with the fire chief and his staff to review all that. We've met the enemy, and it is us. Bad information, it's the old deal, garbage in, garbage out, and we had bad information, and so when that budget came for approval, it went through without really being checked because the information given at the time was that everything was okay. The budget, county can release part of the money that they have on hold and try and get FEMA to release what they've already put aside. The sanitation district, I attended their staff meeting yesterday and was actually included in a lot of the discussion, and I have a much better understanding of how things work there, and I will incorporate that into my review that I promised the board, which I will probably have out within the next 2 weeks. The meetings I attended were the sanitation district board meeting. I did not attend the special one through a conflict, but I attended the Zone 3 advisory, the community service district management meeting, which Mr. Searcy's and Dan Silvera went with me. I attended the Five Cities anniversary for the fire department, which was the first year, and that was a very, very nice event. I attended the Oceano Advisory Council, and we discussed the county's flood measures and cleanup. And there was then the bulk of the week was on several legal-related issues, some of which we will talk about at a later date. And then Freedom of Information Act, we spent between 10 and 16 man hours compiling all the stuff that we were requested over the last 2 weeks. On the new revenue side, there was a big discrepancy between what Canyon Crest thought they should be billed and what we thought they should be billed. That led us to a coding error. We fixed the coding error, adjusted the bills, and they've agreed to the new increase. So those issues are cleared, and everybody's in favor of that. Last meeting, the village group came and we discussed the new lease. The lease is before Molly, but they wrote us a check for the new lease amount, in which we're holding until the new lease is signed, but that will also increase revenue. On the legal side, we received a judgment on 7/11/2001 in the Pamela Dean versus the district. The judgment was for $74,441, and there was additional cost of $691. So it's a little over $75,000. We have 30 days which to pay, and we will be cutting a check to pay that within the next 30. Director Hurdle has agreed to call. We want to include outside our ratepayers are willing to participate, so if any of you want to participate, you're more than welcome. Tonight is this is where we're at with about a 99.95% confidence level, and I have other ideas on increasing revenue, but those meetings haven't taken place yet. But once we do, we'll go forward with that. Any other questions?
No, but I do appreciate everything you've been doing. This is information we've waited months and months and months for and not been able to get it all, and it gives you a little hope when you look at these numbers. So I really do appreciate the time you spend on this.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Can you talk just a little bit more about the information with the JPA and how, you know, that 80,000 is going to be an increase this year? And then also, too, is at what rate is the property tax dollars, are we paying 100% of our property tax dollars that we receive from the county?
No.
Okay, well then, you can ask the question and answer it.
Let me ask.
And then my third question would be is, do you have a date for the Finance Committee?
No.
No. Director Hurdle, I'll answer them in reverse order. Director Hurdle and I talked about this today, and I told her that I was ready to go to Finance Committee to discuss it. So that took place today. So she's the head of the Finance Committee, so she's supposed to get back to me as to when we can do that, which I believe you sit on, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so. Yeah, okay. So there's that. The second one is that if you look at I really wanted to get in this for the budget, but the answer is no, they don't take up all our property tax money. And there is a rumor going around, and I haven't confirmed it yet, that the most that they can take is 82% of our property tax money should go toward fire. That being said, the budget that they put out, based if you look at the budget on the that's posted on the website, the proposed budget, there's actually spreadsheet errors in there where the columns don't add up and everything else. And so, you know, it's not Director Guerrero's fault. It's the information he got fed, garbage in, garbage out. So the fire chief knows our situation, but we have the responsibility of meeting that obligation, and we are going to find a way to do it.
So that wasn't anticipated, that 80K?
And
I know the 75,000 that a past director sued us for was not also anticipated. That'll be an additional cost to the community this year.
That is correct.
So that's almost $150,000. That's horrible. That's really, really sad that people would profit off us like that.
Well, you know, that when I took this job, you got to remember I said, we're not going to worry about who shot John. We're just going to go forward. And so that's the attitude I'm taking with this, and that's the way I'm going to go forward with it.
And on that, I'm sorry, are you done, Mary?
Yeah.
On the litigation expenses, this $100,000, is this a one-time non-recurring?
No, that's what I'm anticipating that we're going to end up spending for the year.
For this year?
This coming year, 2011-2012. So any other questions? And I'll go into more detail when we go over the budget, and I'll go by line by line.
Okay. And we move on. Let's see, we were going to move, I guess we already did.
It's your board.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm looking right past all that. Okay.
8C.
Okay, reports of OCSD, outside committees, and board of directors. Okay, Rick, you want to start?
Okay, yeah. Mary actually was the appointee for Zone 3,
And I went to Zone 3 and introduced myself. I thought it was a very productive meeting. They did appoint Jim Guerin as chair, and found some very interesting. They had PG&E there, which brought forth a. They have several programs that the district could utilize, and then they'll come out and evaluate our motors and our different facilities that we have, and make sure that they're running efficient. And if they have any suggestions, there is grant monies available to do some of those replacements. So hopefully that when we do get into the budget, that we can, you know, kind of focus in on the water issues, because, you know, we just had a water rate increase. And I feel that, you know, that the constituents should see some productiveness from those water rate increases. And this is one way that we can do that and kind of subsidize some new improvements throughout the water system that we have. And I talked to Tomas today about getting together, and he suggested that we kind of sit down with Dan and go over some of the new capital improvements that we need to do throughout the district in this next budgetary session. And so I'm looking forward to that. And that's about all I have. Thank you.
Would you like to follow up on Zone 3, please?
Yeah, as the rep of Zone 3, you'd think Rick was the rep, but we're the reps. I do want to talk about Zone 3. Zone 3 is where Oceano has a lot of our resources that are liquid, as in water. So we do have a lot of money up in the Lopez Dam area that we need to... I guess market in a temporary way, not a permanent water source, but a temporary water source. And there are many, many projects that can use, you know, temporary water sources. Rick had touched on the fact that the zone had changed leaderships, and it was that time of the year where the chairperson changes, and it was pretty well determined before the meeting was called that Mr. Costello would become chair and Mr. Gehring would be vice chair. Actually, I'm not sure Mr. Gehring was vice chair. I think it was another gentleman that was, but I'll check that out. I posed the question to the board, since there are two committees policy work that we're aware of as city members. It doesn't create any work. It basically rubber stamps, and that's a bad term, but it's what happens is it endorses the work that comes out of the other two committees. So I have to go back and ask what the purpose of this body is again. So I've asked for the mission statement and the purpose, because this body's been put in place for 30 years, and does the scope of work that it faces right now match what was envisioned 30 years ago? Because I don't see a purpose at this point sitting at that table besides overseeing our water and basically doing what the two outside committees tell us to do. And that is abundantly clear that happens. So I've asked for those two things, and I've asked for a discussion of the purpose of the committee, and we'll see what happens from there. I know that one thing is that, and Rick might be able to speak to this, is that one of the criterias for building the flood control and conservation district was to diversify your water sources, and so. I have to give credit to Pismo Beach. Pismo Beach has diversified their water sources. They pull from three different areas: groundwater, state water, and Lopez water. Oceano also did that. We diversified our water source very early on too: groundwater, state water, and Lopez water. And so the other people, the other entities that sit at the table, have they fulfilled that one purpose that was put in the original body when it was created? So we'll continue to attend. I'm going to attend the RAC meetings, and Rick will continue on with TAC, and we'll both be doing Zone 3 together. And I was reminded a number of times that this is an advisory committee, so I know how to advise.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me. Matt, do you have anything
sure.
to report?
I went to the fire department meeting. When I get that, we have a lot of unfinished business. Things got kind of uncertain here for a while, but I feel like we've gotten control of the district, and you know, I want to thank Tom for that. Things are feeling a lot more calm now.
You're kind of a calming gentleman.
Don't get in the corner. Okay, Thelma, do you have anything you'd like to report on?
I attended the Oceano Advisory Committee, Advisory Council meeting on July 18th, and got some good news regarding the current recycling station that we have in Oceano. It will be moving off the corner of 17th and Beach, and it's going to move to the lot between the La Tapatia Market and the old billiard building. And we have requested as a advisory council that some type of beautification be done, and that the trailer be set back off of the highway. And the county has agreed to present that to the hearing, the board, when they have the hearing. And the pending recycling center on 17th Street, it appears that it will be coming into operation, and we have requested the same thing, that they would do something to allow it to assimilate into the setting, the surrounding, the church. You know how new it is and how beautiful it is over there. So we're asking them to please try to stipulate with the approval of the operation that they would do something that would really make it fit in, for lack of a better term. And also during that meeting, we had a referral from the county for the request for the medical marijuana dispensary here in Oceano on 4th Street is where she'd like it to be. And the applicant also made a presentation that day. And according to the county, I think there's going to be a hearing on that in about 3 months. And also, as Tom said, the county was there and talked about their flood control, what they're trying to put in place to hopefully before winter, so we don't go
into John Wallace to be the district administrator, and also the engineer will be him as well. I listened to it for a while and tried to understand how they didn't feel that this would be a conflict in any sort. They rewrote the contracts, which I received the final one today. And I told them that I could not vote in favor of this because I felt I needed my board to be aware of what's going on. So I voted no on the contracts. However, they did get passed with Arad, Grandy, and Grover approving those. So at this point, I think we should take a look at this and see if there's any other action that the board may want to take, or a letter or something like this, if they have any concerns.
I had the opportunity to look over the contract that the sanitation district approved, and there is a couple items within that contract that I disagree with, and in light of all of the I don't know if I don't want to call it hearsay, but the grand jury report and some of the situations with the spillage, with the administrator on leave down at the station, I mean down at the sanitation district. I believe there's, I forget, do you have that contract?
Which one?
I have it right here.
Yeah.
One item within his contract specifies that John Wallace is able to not only take the arbitrary action of doing the administrative, but also at whatever he feels that he can also do the engineering that is required by the plant. And that kind of disturbs me a little bit because there's no question of, you know, trying to go out for bids or, you know, anything like that. He could just arbitrarily say, well, this is what needs to be done and I'll do it and send us the bill. And if it ever does come down to a tug of war, at least there is a protest and that the district is on notice that we weren't in full agreement. This wasn't just a, okay, go ahead and do what you want. And in the meanwhile, from my understanding, what's going on is that the county wasn't even going to do any investigation until the contract was done. Mm-hmm. So I think I don't know if I need to make a motion or if the board needs to digest some of this contract a little bit more, but I think we should at least send the not only the sanitation district a notice that we're not in agreement with this contract and also the Board of Supervisors.
Madam President?
Yes.
I would like to request something in writing from the sanitation district explaining what criteria they used to usurp the grand jury's findings and going ahead and going forth with this contract. Did they state anything as to why they felt that they could override the grand jury's opinion?
I don't know that I can even talk about the grand jury issues. But
that's
with the contracts,
I
know a
out.
Lot of those contracts, they wanted it cleaned up from the old one, where it was more specifically stating they are separate entities and everything would be approved by the board before final take on these contracts. So, for instance, if he has something that comes up and it, we can say, no, we don't want this being done as far as the contractor or the engineer. Or it kind of leaves him pretty much an open rein, though, as to working and doing the job. The concern that I had is he still has services that he can work with the staff from the Wallace Group for specific tasks necessary, and it's at his discretion unless we decide that he can't. So I wasn't happy with it. There was a few things here that and then in the engineering portion too. I don't even
I got a couple comments when you get ready, Laurie.
Okay. I would just for the board under section 1 on this contract, and it stipulates duties. If you go to section, and in all cases clearly identified in the monthly report. So it basically saying is that as you know, he is under the state's mandated water project specifications. And in this, he could, you know, just, well, okay, well, we can do this or we can do that, and just pass it off onto his Wallace Group to do the work without even giving a competitive bid or, you know, and then it comes back and says, well, I reported on it last month that, you know, this was supposed to be done and I thought it was supposed to be done and here's the bill. And I just don't think that's right. I think language like this in a contract just leaves it too wide open. And especially in a water treatment plant, such as sewage, when we have, you know, we have just experienced a you know, a spillage that God knows what the fine is going to be. They haven't even come back with the numbers yet. And as a third member, we're on the hook for that. And it just doesn't seem like there's our other two partners are willing to stand up and be accountable for, you know, hey, we're serving not only the entire five cities, but this plant is in our neighborhood. It's not in Arroyo Grande or it's not in Grover. It's, you know, and when a catastrophe happens like a spill, it's happening to our constituents.
Also, on these contracts, I know Arroyo Grande was pretty hands-on and active with this as far as, you know, what they felt was fair. I just disagreed with so much of it and the fact that the way it's coming down, I wanted to bring this to the board and have them review it for comment and stuff before, and I did ask about that, and there was some mention of having a special meeting with the sanitation district, and they said, no, we don't have, you know, we don't have the time. We need to get this done. It has to be taken care of.
Can I make a recommendation to the board?
Can I say something first after the board has their discussion?
Sure. I didn't know if you were done or not.
No, I've been raising my hand.
I'm sorry, Mary.
What I feel like the contract is really just tacitly approving conflict of interest.
That's explicitly.
Well,
yes. No, it's not even tacit.
Yes,
it's
dancing around the partners, but when the bottom line comes down to it, when it's all said and done, the residents of Oceana are going to have to pay 33 1/3% of the damages. We don't get to share, you know, our other lawsuits with other people. We're going to be liable for this really bad contract. If you look in Section 3, he left the salary open-ended. Because so, from my calculation, it's up over $250,000 a year between just being the engineer for Oceano and the engineer for this project. If the board, I think sending a letter is a passive act. Why bother? We don't like your contract? You know, no. I think that it needs to be more than that. I think that we need to have the sand district before this board. You're putting everybody in Oceano in harm's way with this contract, with having the threat and being sued again for, I mean, we haven't been sued for conflict of interest yet, but don't think it's not coming down the road. I'm sure somebody's going to jump on that bandwagon because we sit on the sand district and he's in our engineer. You know, Arroyo Grande is the same thing. Arroyo Grande sits on the sanitation district and he's the engineer for the city of Arroyo Grande. So I want us to do more than a letter. I want us to review our relationships with the Wallace group and him overseeing the whole entire sanitation district. How much is that sewer spill going to cost the people of Oceano? Don't send him a letter. You know, tell them, no, you need to get your contract and get in here and talk to the 33 1/3% of these people. You know, so I cannot in no way give a vote of confidence to this at all. It's too blatant. It's obviously illegal. Two grand juries in 25 years had the same findings. Come on now. You know, it's not like they compared notes. And also, too, is that until that board changes to be a consensus board versus a 2/3 vote board, we're always going to be blocked. You know, it's like two women going after the same men. You know, so the policies for the...
Well, let me make a recommendation, then you can act on it. Okay. I recommend, I understand how heated everything is about this because we know we've got hanging off in the distance that fine for the spill. I know we've got there's been some lack of accountability issues in certain areas which Director Angelo and I have been pursuing. But I think as I advised them when they were trying to do the contract at the meeting, which I pointed out to them was green-lined and wasn't firm and didn't address the salary and didn't address a lot of other things, missing components. I asked him to take a deep breath and go do it right the first time and then come back. Well, since that time, from that meeting, there's been two versions of the contract that have since been released, and our own counsel hasn't even had the chance to review it. So what I'd like us to do is take the time to do it right, jot down your opinions of where you think it's incorrect and where you feel it's a conflict, feed that to our counsel, let her read the contracts and make her own opinion on that, and then come back at that point in time, and then we'll have more financial data pulled together at the same time, and we can have it so we back it up as one package and then present it. I think if we go at it fragmented like this, it's going to dilute what we're trying to do.
But I think as a body, we need to start distancing ourselves. And I agree with everything you say, you know, gather up all the data, you know, collect the historical documents, right? But I would like us to start disassociating, pulling away, which is too entwined, and that was never our intent as a community to be involved in this kind of stuff. We just wanted to secure water, keep the town alive, you know. We never wanted to deal with this stuff.
I agree with what you're saying, but there's a due process in everything. And you have to follow the due process. And, you know, emotions run high in situations like this. And my name, as well as your names, go on all the payments and the contracts and everything now. And in my opinion, we need to lead by example and get everything the right way and then go forward. And, you know, if we go off and signed until when? Last night? Tuesday?
Yeah.
Last night. It's in place.
So now is the time, is what right. I'm saying.
Right.
So I don't think I'm saying anything different than you.
Right. So that's my recommendation.
Okay. I think that's what we should do, too. I didn't yell, scream, and kick, but I told them this was not going to fly. I think, do we want to make a motion on, I don't know where we go from
Mrs.
here.
Mr. President, I agree with it. I agree with Tom, and I think a motion should be made that we take that direction. Until that we can get all of the numbers and the legal opinion from the Molly that... And before the board actually takes any action to proceed to the sanitation district, that we have all those in place and do it right, and that way we can at least, when we make our presentations, have some argument with what our concerns are, especially if the numbers don't jive up with that conflict of interest, then maybe. You know, our other two constituents can actually see it in black and white and understand what our argument is.
Yes, Lori, did at the meeting when they were discussing the contract, did anybody raise the issue of the conflict as arising from his position as the administrator and having a contract with himself? And there are code sections that prohibit that very specific relationship. Was
no,
that discussed?
That wasn't discussed. I brought it up that I felt that this, you know, it's still the same guy doing two jobs, and it's still, to me, it looks like a conflict, and I said, I don't think it's going to fly down here.
I haven't seen the contract, but if he, as the administrator, is contracting with himself, he clearly has a financial interest in it, and
yes, he does.
It seems that would have been raised by...
Well, a lot of this is thrown in here to... everything is to be approved by the board, too. And so that's fine if you have a board that's watching everything and going with it. As far as administrator, I asked him, I says, well, you know, there's nothing in here that says anything about what his pay is going to be, his salary or anything in here. And he says, oh, yeah, on Section 3A, it says time and material basis.
Be approved.
They had a, if I don't have it here, they had a structure for the engineering cost and stuff that I believe is going to be attached to this, although I didn't get the one today with it attached. But I have a hunch those numbers are going to be modified and then attached there too with it as well. And that should be, I think, the engineering section.
So can I ask you this? Is this correct that the two other parties on the Sanitation District Board voted for a contract that was not complete nor finished, voted in favor of a contract that was not complete?
This is the last one that they voted on. They had made some, you know, changes as far as the verbiage and stuff on here, and this is what they voted on.
So you do have a complete...
I have it, yeah. I had the...
And you had it before the meeting?
I got... This one, yeah, it was sent to me on my email. I didn't get it off my computer because I had my computer down for a while for a day. But this stuff was pretty recent because I had to pull the old stuff out and look to see what differences there was or not. So this was something that
was
completed.
So they had
completed.
A complete contract in front of them when they voted in favor of,
yes,
of it.
That's these, yeah.
And they just sent you the revisions, the agreed revisions, mm-hmm, today.
Yes.
And you still voted against the contract.
Yes.
Correct? Can I ask that the minutes reflect very clearly that Oceano's representative voted against the contract?
I have another concern with this contract. I have quite a few just briefly looking at it. The insurance requirements,
yes,
are incredibly low. $1 million, $2 million in the aggregate.
Yeah.
I carry more than that on my laundromat.
I do in my business too. Yeah,
a load of clothes is not nearly. we get a sewage spill like we had, and the indemnification.
Yeah, and it's
I'm just not comfortable with it. I haven't read it or analyzed it yet, but I'm just not comfortable with it that it covers the OCSD in an appropriate manner. But
it's a liability. Yeah.
There's something else here.
I mean, $1 million single occurrence coverage for, a sewer plant just seems so low.
Do you have a motion?
Yes.
Let me restate what my recommendation was, because it's...
Hello?
Yes.
Director Lucy.
Abstain.
Okay. Well, that was the highlight of the sanitation district.
Okay, next, Madam President, we have the item 9, cash disbursements, but we have one public comment. Mrs. Kathy
okay.
Young.
Kathy Young, Oceano. I also want to say how wonderful Mr. Geeslin, there, I can answer right, is. I know he's probably getting a swelled head, but it's so nice to talk to somebody who's open and what I call honest and helpful, and we really lucked out this time. Okay, actually, I had a question on the last meeting's warrants on the director's compensation, and I did talk to Tom about it, and Matt, I emailed him. And I didn't bring it up last meeting because I didn't quite remember everything. I just remember a meeting where you guys had a resolution last year where the directors were to only get $100 per regular meeting. Mm-hmm. And so I did go home and listen to that meeting again, and it was real clear that it was $100 for regular meetings only, and so that the most a director would ever be paid in a year would be for the regular meetings and $2,400 a year, and that was clearly stated. And Lori and Mary were at that meeting and did vote for that resolution, so they should remember it. It's really, I don't have a problem with you guys getting more than $100 or $200 a month, because I think you're doing a lot of work. But kind of what Mr. Geeslin just said, lead by example and do things the right way. If you want to change that, you should change that. Do a new resolution and change it. But meanwhile, you should go by the resolution you did have. and people should only be getting paid for regular meetings, not for committee or special or emergency meetings, because that's what the resolution was. And I think you guys should maybe put that on the agenda to discuss, and if you want to change it, I think you should change it, but meanwhile you should do it as it is, as it was in the resolution, until you change it. Thank you.
Thank you,
Kathy.
Thank you,
Kathy.
Can I ask that legal counsel put that policy in?
It's just starting anew and doing things the right way.
Correct.
So you all have the copy of the disbursement request, and then as our policy, both two directors sign the check. So I am, Marie's here to answer any questions, as well as I, if you have any questions on disbursements.
No, just kudos to you all, because they're comprehensive. Thank you so very much. Even if we use the same calculator. So I would that we accept that expenditures.
One and one does still make two.
I just had one question, and if maybe we can get a copy of the invoices for the disbursement for John Wallace. I know that there's probably several months of work, but I would like to see the invoices.
The invoices are actually attached. They're attached to the check, so I can pass it down and you can review it.
Yep.
I personally went through all the John Wallace charges, and if you read my report, that's where I discovered that outside sources were also incurring expenses on our behalf. I reviewed them all, and they are all within the scope of work that he was entitled to do. So, but I'll gladly pass these on, and you can review them.
Okay, thank you.
And at that, I'll then make a motion to him.
Wait a minute.
I'll second it then. Thank you. Don't hit me.
We're going to have to put them in opposite ends here. Okay. We got a motion and a second. And can we get a roll call, please?
Director Lucy?
Yes.
Director Searcy?
Yes.
Vice President Guerrero?
Yes.
Director Hurdle?
Yes.
President Angelo?
Yes. Okay.
Okay, next, Madam President, we have the administrative items to go through. We have nobody wanting to public speak. So the first thing is update on the PEG grant distribution. Mm-hmm. And because of the other items that I reported on, we've had very little activity on that. So it will still be on there for the next meeting.
Okay.
Not enough time to put that in play.
Because usually on the when they release this stuff out to RFP, if it's not time stamped, it goes in the can.
I'll take the action item to look at it tomorrow, and then I'll put up our action on the website.
Okay. And you know, any of us will be glad to help in any way.
Any other discussion? Okay, next, Madam President, we have open for discussion 2011-2012 budget. I have no public comment on it, and I'd like to take you through it along with the staff, and we'll field the questions as we go along. I'd like to refer you to the top item, and it says where it's preliminary budget. So this is definitely not etched in stone. And I'd like to start with the left side of the page, which is the revenue side of the page. Where it says property tax, that's what we receive as our share of the property taxes. It's usually $823,000, but the county charges us about $20,000 a year to do all our internal accounting, and that's where that number comes from. So our net on that is $803,659. The water utility billing, this is an extrapolated number based on the best case scenario at this point in time of what revenue we would receive for our water billing. So in other words, based on the last two billing cycles, this one that we've just completed and the one that we did with the new rate increase, this is the number that we would expect to generate during the year. The Lopez remediation billing, we have four items on our bill, and Lopez remediation, that goes to pay for the dam and the expansion of the dam and the delivery system for us to get the water, and there's a whole bunch of cleaning processes to that water, which Mr. Searcy and I and Dan have been a part of as the regular discussions. So that gets monitored very closely, and because we have other people to get that water along with us, we are like 99.99% that that's an accurate number. The sewer billing is the same thing. It's what we bill for, and that's, again, a best-case deal. If half the town moved out, then obviously that number would go with us, with the city of Arroyo Grande, to which we get $100,000. That is a planned on event, but it's also up for discussion because they have another they want to bank the water. Question?
No, I think there's 3 years left on that agreement.
Yeah, but this is just for this year, this from 2011 to 2012. Then we have a wheeling agreement for Canyon Crest, of which we receive about $16,400 annually. There's some payments that will come out, and I'll explain later, but that's the number that we receive. We receive a garbage franchise fee from South County Garbage District or Sanitary, and it's completely different than South County Sanitation District. And this is our franchise fee that we receive, and this number has been confirmed three times. The old fire department, we get rent from the Village Group, and that rent is increased to $900, so that now reflects that. The new fire building, we receive $15,000 a year from the GPA Fire, Five Cities Fire. We have not received that money yet. There was some, billing issues that have since been resolved, and we should get that money shortly. Sheriff substation rent, we receive $113,940 for that. That also, the money, when every year they issue a new PO and we're supposed to get paid immediately, and there was a problem with that, and we got that resolved today because they had a new PO to cover it. We get sanitation district administration fees, and this is the minimum number that I think we're going to get. It's paid by a percentage, and the percentage varies. And we have big months and little months, and we're aggressively trying to understand the formula for that. But we do know that that's the amount of money that we are slated to receive. Then we have OCSD miscellaneous fees. This goes for when somebody's building property and that type of thing, which we anticipate very little of in the year. So if we get any more than $10,000 on that, it'll be considered a pop. Internally, we have money that's put aside in investment accounts. We have one very large CD, and there's some, I would think that has a potential of changing 1 or 2%, but until we get bang out the final thing with the finance committee and I get your inputs, that's where we're going to be. And I'd also like to point out that as part of the Friday report, I publish the amount of money we have coming in and the money of all our accounts, the accounts payable for that week, and what we receive in the office, so you can also gauge, and I may start grafting that so that as we get closer to having to do this exercise, when we should do it like at the beginning of the fourth quarter instead of in the middle of the second or the first quarter, we'll be able to make conscientious decisions on this. And when I release the formal budget, all these will have account numbers attached to them, and Marie and Celia and Carol Ann are going through all the current account numbers and verifying their activeness, because since the fire department has left and some of the other stuff that's gone. We've got a lot of outdated account numbers that sit out there, and all they do is confuse the issue. So you'll get a more of a line item budget addressed by account when we do the formal one for you to vote on. Now we'll move over to the expense side if there's no questions on the revenue.
I just have one on the LAFCO.
That's the expense side.
That's the expense side.
You're jumping the gun.
Okay, sorry.
Not literally, though.
And no, LAFCO is not the person that writes my jokes for the meeting. Okay, so first one off the bat is the fire district. This is our contribution to the city's fire authority, and this was an $80,000 increase from last year. So I just want you to understand that. We pay for water from two sources. We pay for state water, and we have a bill that comes from that, of which we pay at two different times of the year. And then we also have a county water that we pay, and that also gets paid at two times a year. And these numbers are a little bit questionable, but I put a worst case number in because we're still trying to get county, because when they do the billing, they bill to like five different accounts. And we're trying to get all that stuff nailed. So that by far and away, coupled with the sanitation district, is our biggest expense. We have some debt service that we maintain that's going to run out in 2013 to U.S. Bank, and we're on the downhill side of that, so we're paying back more principal than interest. But that number is solid till the end of 2013, the $62,578. The sanitation district billing, that's an immediate pass-through, so that's what we anticipate on transferring over in a perfect world. Lopez is at the highest point that it's ever been, and there was surplus water available at $50 an acre foot, and we made the decision to take our surplus water at $50 an acre foot because it's fairly inexpensive, and with an attempt to do some part-time sales contracts of 3 to 5 years, we could very safely sell that water $50 a square foot and make a very good return on our investment. So though no decisions have been made or nothing's been put forward to the board on that, we felt it was our best interest to take that versus having a cash credit. The G&A payroll, that is the office staff in this building, and the BND stands for burdened. And for those of you that don't understand burdening, that is all their retirement, insurance, everything all put on top of that. So that is a gross number. Now, Marie and I don't take benefits, and we've declined benefits, but should somebody come and take this job, you are going to have to address benefits with that at that point in time. The same thing with Marie, because we're both paid consultants at this time. The water and sewer field payroll, that's our three guys in the field. And for this budget, and based on the situation of where we're at, I'm maintaining the head count. So the head counts will be GM, accountant, the two ladies that staff the office, and three guys in the field. So that's a total of seven people. The office expense covers everything from papers, pens, computer miscellaneous stuff all the way through. That number's got a little bit of fudge in it, but we do have some antiquated equipment that we're trying to move out. The electricity, and this number was actually higher. It includes workman's comp, which I talked about earlier, which we already cut by $13,000. G&L, which is our general liability, and this board and everybody that works for the district is covered by errors and emission insurance, and that's included in there. The board of directors, based on the resolution that was at hand, you're entitled to $2,400 a year. So if I times that by five, I think it comes to $12,000. Outside services consultants, and that's everything from our soil consultants to anybody that we have to call in, and that number varies depending upon activity. And so we originally had that about 60, and then I was going through some more stuff, and then what Mr. Searcy and I have seen on the technical side, especially with the current questioning of our position of the engineer and stuff, that we may have to engage other people. Legal. We have legal covered by two entities. We have the Santa Maria groundwater litigation, and that's one set of attorneys, and then we have Molly Thurman's group. And based on what is going on with the groundwater, it, some months it's quiet and some months it's not. And I, after attending one of their meetings, I know that they're going to put pressure on Napomo to respond to their court-ordered stipulation. And so there, I can see those legal bills increasing. The other legal things that we have to do, dealing with what we've had to deal with the last month with certain individuals, has cost us a lot of time and a lot of effort. And so there's been legal fees associated with that. And I'm anticipating on the horizon some other legal activity that I'm not free to discuss at this point in time, but it is budgeted for. Then we have litigation, of which I already reported that we have a $75,000 expense that we have to address in the next 30 days, and we added another $25,000 for if something else should rear its ugly head. But there's a caveat. There's still things that we haven't done, and it appears that every time we call them with something, the clock starts running. So we're still analyzing that, but we have a little, the previous administration made a decision to lease that, and so we have a lease payment and that's due every month, and that's what that money, the $37,000 addresses. It's actually 36 and change. Go ahead.
Let me get this straight, Tom. So you're saying that the actual software is leased, and to maintain any technical assistance, that's a separate contract. Is that correct?
It's a separate fee schedule, yes.
Because say if you're going to lease a copier, right, but you also have a lease an agreement with somebody who's going to maintain your copier.
Correct. It's similar to that.
So it's similar to that, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So
now
so
I will tell you,
assistance would be where.
Say what now?
The technical assistance part of Tyler that you're talking about?
That's in the office expense category. We folded it into the office expense category.
I just need to know where to find it.
And we are examining that, and I made the statement in a previous meeting that we were we're using Tyler because it's the best thing that we have at this time. But they already know that there's a new way of looking things, and the best part of contracts is figuring out how to break them. And once we're at that point, we'll engage counsel to go after that. But right now, it's the best thing that we have going, and we're trying to work with it. And it may be it may be an okay thing, but we're still trying to get our arms around it. I've had discussions with our VP, albeit they've been very short because the last two I've got interrupted for other things. But it's on the list of things to check off, and if you remember the plan I submitted, we are going to look at that and look at it hard. But right now we're contractually obligated to pay him that money. For example, to do the bill that we did for to become in compliance with the grand jury report, we've made all those changes, and I believe they charged us about $1,000, wasn't it?
$1,100
to complete those bills. So when we had the earthquake and we received funds, it's actually general business practice to withhold a percentage of the contract until everything's completed. And we have two contractors, our baker and a biologist, and I forget the name, that we retained information on because the biologist has to do some compliance, and R. Baker needed a final sign-off on all the stuff, which I just got the information. The county is holding that money for us. Once I sign it off and turn in the FEMA report, that money gets released, and then we pay those retentions. In any future big contracts, you can expect that that will be a similar thing. OCSD, water and sewer maintenance. We've neglected a lot of the water and sewer system, and I've got reports of water intrusion, which I reviewed with Dan and Director Searcy. We've got reports of pipes falling apart. We've got we've been replacing water meters. All that has a cost, and so this is what we anticipate that we're going to spend in hard numbers this year maintaining our water and sewer system. And any of those items that would come to you, those would be considered what they call a major budget item, and so you as a board will review and approve all that stuff. Grover Beach Dispatch. We currently pay Grover Beach a fee monthly for dispatch. There's been some discussion, well, gee, if we already pay this money in the fire deal, why do we have to eat that? Grover Beach, like everybody else, is looking for money. Mm-hmm. They've issued a report saying they'd like to increase it. Mm-hmm. We're pushing back on their argument, and we'll carry that forward. Canyon Crest, we have fees that we split with Arroyo Grande, and so we give Arroyo Grande those fees, and that's what that number works out to. We belong to two or three water and sewer organizations that we need to continue to belong to, one for information, two for certification. So we put in a number of about $10,000 on that. Continuing education, the rules keep changing because of all the environmental concerns that have popped in. And when I was at the sanitation staff meeting this past week, one of the things came up. They currently check some key seminars that we need to attend as well, because I'm not sure. I personally don't have a good. I claim to be a quick study, but there's certain things that I need some more technical training on. You as a board need more technical training on, and as we learned on this rev of the agenda. We obviously need some more Brown Act training as well, so we need to go do that. APCD is Air Pollution Control District, and we have diesel engines running a couple of our pumps, and we fall under their compliance, and so that's amount that I anticipate we're going to have to spend with that. Postage, in the past we have spent we've increased this because we do have a water ballot deal that has to go out, and then I just see an increase that we're going to do, and we may have some pre-election stuff that will also have to go out because 2012 is an election year. So that's why you see an increase there. And then finally, we have LAFCO, and we make a contribution to LAFCO, and I believe we don't have a rep on there, do we?
He used to be Barbara Mann, but it's a gentleman from Napomo.
Ed Eby's on there now. Yeah. But we have our quote-unquote fair share that we have to apply, and so that's what that number is. That hasn't been all the way determined yet, but I figured it was at least be it there, and then if I come back and say, hey, it's lower, it's good. So,
sir, can I ask you a quick question under the postage. Is the Pitney Bowes contract in there?
Yeah, that's in the office expenses.
But it's not in the postage section, right?
It's not in the postage section.
Yeah, because I know it's a very expensive
contract.
Part of
what the contract is when you preload mail, you have to preload a certain amount. When we go through the Poor Richards thing, I'll go into that in more detail. So our total expenses, as it stands at this point in time, is going to be in excess of $4 million. So the idea here, ladies and gentlemen, is to basically plan something where we're making contributions to reserves. And in a perfect world, I would like to take, I would gear our the running of our, can't do it now based on these numbers, but I'm hoping that after you get a chance to review this and the Finance Committee gets a chance to review this, and we put a very strong effort into cutting where we can cut to make up that so we do make annual contributions to reserves in the future.
Thank you. I agree.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. So then the process that you kind of outlined for us, that we'll take this and go to the Finance Committee and hash out the details.
Yeah, to refine it, I'm asking for your approval to take this preliminary to the Finance Committee, review it, take your inputs as well as additional staff inputs, and then we will come back to you with a formal budget to be approved with by listed by accounts and specific line items, and break these down so that we'll have the ability, and then we will publish that approved budget on the website.
Okay.
And go from there.
One question. Tom, will there a public hearing? Will that be necessary
for what, the budget?
No.
Say that again.
A public hearing for the budget process, that's not necessary?
I don't think it's necessary. I think it's for you to do it. If anybody has questions from the audience, they can gladly, when we go to the next step, they can ask the questions. And this will be up on the website tomorrow, and we'll open it to take questions as well.
Can you make sure that they stamp draft all over that?
Well, if you notice, it says Rev 1 and
yeah,
it says
I know,
preliminary.
But
we can put draft all over it if you'd like. Any other questions?
Can we take a 10-minute break or 5-minute break?
Say again.
Can we take a break?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to get out of here by 8:30.
Okay. Let's go, guys.
5-minute break then.
Yeah, make it 5.
Okay.
Fast, Mary, fast.
It's 8:15.
That was the guys from AGV. Right. We can't do it.
I'll let you sign.
They're bringing donuts. I think we've been discussed.
We've already discussed the sanitation
right.
And recent events. Yeah. So that's already been done, so we just passed through it. Yeah. Okay, then we have City of Aurora Grandy Water Agreement.
Okay, in your packet you will find a letter from the City of Aurora Grandy requesting a couple different options. And let me give you a little history so that the understanding is clear. Aurora Grandy gets water from two sources. They pump groundwater, and then they also get Lopez water. Due to the capacity of Lopez and the availability of supplemental water from the excess capacity, Aurora Grandy is pumping very little groundwater, though they still are, and they are taking their share plus the supplemental share of the Lopez water, and that meets their needs because we didn't have drought conditions the last year. We were their third source of supplemental water on a contract, and what they're proposing is that we either do two things: they continue to pay us for the contract and not take the water and thus bank it for later years, or they not pay us and bank the water as well and then pay us when they start up again. And I don't need an answer today, but I do need you guys to review that, and then I recommend at the next meeting that we take an action based on that letter. And I'm open for questions.
I'm sorry, I don't have the letter in my packet. Was there any discussion around the capacity fees for retaining that water?
Was there any discussion about what?
Capacity fees?
No, there wasn't.
Okay,
this is just an explored it all started when I had my introduction meeting with Steve Adams, the city manager, and he said, hey, I need to talk to you about something, and I said, well, write a proposal, and then we'll go forward. So if a capacity fee is something that we need to add, that's one of the things that I would expect you to come back to me next meeting or prior.
Okay.
Okay, so we're just going to review this and bring it back at a later meeting?
That would be my recommendation at this time.
We need a motion for that, or?
No, I just think we
just recommend it. Okay. All right.
Wonderful piece of equipment that we have in the office that does save us a lot of time and money. It prints, it scans, it does everything but call my mother on Mother's Day. But the problem with that is that when we had it in-house, it tied up that machine to run the bills, and then we had to fold and sort and stuff envelopes and the whole thing. And quite candidly, we're not equipped to do that very efficiently. The other thing is that when we would send stuff out via that way, the postage would be 44 cents a unit. We went out for quotes, and one of the people that we used before no longer wanted to do it because we're too small. Poor Richard's Press, we have a history of using them as a vendor, and in the past they came in, they quoted it, and I believe the total price to get the billing out will be right around $700. The postage will be $1,000 that we put on account, just like we put on with Pitney Bowes. But instead of paying 44 cents a unit, we will be paying 41. And then when we get this barcode put on our bills that you all see at the bottom of the envelopes, on stuff you receive, that'll drop it down to around 34 cents. So we couldn't get the barcode installed in time to do this billing cycle, but I need your approval to proceed, and I'm open for questions.
Just so I can understand, what's the time and energy, or time and money savings for going for Poor Richard's Press for the district here? Do you have a general number? I have a bill here of about 11. You know,
I'm just going to say it's going to cost us, the postage right now is what it is, right? We're going to see a 3.5 cent reduction. But the time and effort, they've already got the files. Our bills will be out on Friday.
Okay.
So they got the files at the end of the day. If we turn them on tomorrow morning, those bills will be out and in the mail on Friday. I couldn't tell you when our bills would be out because, one, we've got Carol Ann, we have one worker that's out on bereavement. She lost her grandmother, and we lost a field guy due to a knee injury while on a service call last night. So an hour, and it takes them, you know, that's burden. If it takes them 3 days to get it done,
right,
you know, let alone the stress or screwing something up.
Plus,
you know,
the cost of postage being higher.
Plus the cost of postage. So I'm asking for your approval to do this.
Sir, on the front page, is this a typo in the description? Because it says Los Osos Community Service District.
Yeah, it's a typo.
Request the return of funds. That's a typo.
Yes.
So I'm still pick take up it the they bill. Do Los Osos as well, probably. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so how much would it be each? It'd be $1,100? No,
well, the postage is, we're putting $1,100 on an account.
Right.
So then we would get that back. And or we're going to spend whatever we spend, but you have to have it on account. So we're going to spend $386 to do the mailing service and $243 to, I'm sorry, that was mailing services, and then the other was to do the printing. So $386 to do the printing and $243 to do the mailing. Okay.
And on each billing cycle between every month, I estimated at the low end about a $400 savings once we get the bar coating on there, about $600 a savings. And there's a couple of other advantages. If we have flyers that need to go out, they can stuff those in the envelopes for us for a minimum amount of money. They can print up a water report that is a colored brochure that folds in free and goes right in with the water bill once a year. And they also... That
excuse me, ma'am. We can't get any of this on your audio unless
you got to come to the mic, Marie.
Do you want to start over, Marie, so that sure. The public can hear that?
The rough numbers that I came up with for savings are between $400 and $600 for each one of the mailings for the water bills. And then they'll also do inserts for us, colored brochures for the water reports if we want, and they'll print those for us, too. Any special service things like this garbage or the cleanup that we're doing, if there was an insert for that, they would put that in there for us at a minimum charge. Carol Ann has actually done a great little blurb on the garbage or on the water bill that will alert everyone to that as it goes out in this mailing. And then the other thing that I did not take into consideration when I was figuring these numbers is that every single time a piece of paper goes through that RICO copy machine, we get a bill for it.
And all the other stuff and the stuffing.
Labor.
I borrowed, when we were doing the water report, because the girls were hand folding, I borrowed probably a circa 1950 paper folder from retired chief of police of Morro Bay, John DeRohan, and it's in our cabinet, but I still got all my fingers from using it, but it's still created, you know, it's tough work.
It was before I took my bunch home.
So it's savings. It gives us a central point to handle all that stuff. And, I'm asking you to approve this expenditure.
Do we need to do a motion?
Yes, please.
Okay. Do I hear a motion for approval for the Port Richards Press printing?
I'll make that motion.
Yeah. Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any noes? No.
Good. Okay. Thank you very much. The staff will definitely appreciate that. Okay, Madam President. Now we have two will serve letters in your packet. They're both
fee letter and will serve.
Actually, there's a will serve letter and a fee letter, both for the same APN, and I'm recommending that you approve those as well. Or staff is recommending.
Okay, does anyone have any questions?
Yeah. Mr. President, I reviewed that and I will make a motion to approve.
I'll second that.
Okay, there's been a motion for approval. Second, and let's do a voice vote on this.
Director Searcy?
Yes.
Vice President Guerrero?
Yes.
Director Hurdle?
Yes.
President Angelo?
Yes.
Director Lucy?
Yes.
Okay, that's it for that. Now,
closed session has been removed.
Oh, that's right. We took that out.
It's okay, been removed.
Great. Any public comment? Seeing none. Board member discussion. Anything to bring back?
Just briefly, I think I mentioned it earlier. Now that things are evening out around here, I look forward to getting some of these committees going, personnel committee and codification and some of these things that just haven't been visited in a long time due to
DPW of Oceano drainage alternatives, and I believe that any drainage issues are is the County of San Luis Obispo's issues. It's not really the purview of the Community Service District. So, if that question could be asked, was it the work actually done for the district or for the county's benefit? I don't know if we had any.
I don't have that in front of me. What month did he bill that?
4/6/11.
Okay, 4/6/11 was back in April.
Yeah, and that was the he was the principal that reviewed that, and okay. It was to meet with the DPW, Oceano drainage alternatives, and I don't believe we have that power of drainage with Oceano. That's
usually the county's.
All right, I'll send an email requesting a justification for that.
And that's all I have.
Okay.
And then just maybe want to thank you for bringing the proposal up so that we can start in on the budget.
Thank you.
Carry process and look forward to working with Water and Sewer and everybody else. To
anybody else have anything?
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Marie. Thank you, Carol Ann. Thank you, Cecilia. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Okay, board member items for the next board meeting agenda. I think we want to probably bring back some information regarding our approach for the sanitation district's contracts and have that brought back to discuss.
Yes, ma'am.
And let's see.
Is there any possible way that we can also review the contract that we have with Wallace Group for the district services?
Can you talk to the mic?
Yeah.
The contract that we have with the Wallace Group for the district services.
Yes, we can pull that together for you.
Pull that too.
And I'm wondering on that, we've had a brief discussion, but it really leads you to wonder if we should look into the perceived conflict of the Wallace Group and whether or not we should send a letter from OCSD saying, hey, there is a conflict here pursuant to these government codes, and it would be something we'd have to ask council to do. But if that seems something that's of value to the board, for us to make a record that there is a conflict here, if we find that and get our opinion on
testing things in writing, and I think it would be even more valuable in addition to have them present to the board.
Right.
Once we all get everything in line.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And also too, is I think that we do need to take action on the addendums or the change in the contract with the city of Arroyo Grande with Oceano for our water sales of surplus water, the 5-year. They are requesting that we change that contract, but it's hard to change it if I don't have it in front of me. It was more of a simple water agreement.
Yeah.
But I'd like us to see that come back because the letter, I didn't get the letter, so I apologize for reading this at the last minute because I probably would have taken a little bit more action on it. So I would ask that we put this back on the agenda and that we get a copy of that water agreement between OCSD and Grover.
Okay, I'll have
and you can send it.
Carol Ann, put it in your Friday packet.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay.
I would just say if there was any issues, you can always call the Water and Sewer Committee, and we can sit down and.
And may I ask, is it possible that we could get a calendar, like? Every, like, the beginning of the month or something, like a calendar, you know, when all the sand districts meet, when all the zones meet, the RAC meets, the TAC meets, the water and sewer personnel, you know. I mean, just a calendar of events, because I spend a lot of time searching for meetings.
I'm sorry, you'll have to fill out a Freedom of Information part of the request for that. No, we'll
just want a calendar.
We'll put that into play immediately.
Thank you.
I have a really old one, but
I'm not going to help it. Old one.
Okay, is there anything else that we need to discuss, or are we?
Not for me.
Okay.
Is there anything else you'd like to throw on these shoulders?
Yes.
They are.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn. Second.
Second. Okay. We are adjourned. All in favor first. I'm sorry.
Aye.
Okay. We are adjourned.